Next public hearing was change.
Huh?
Have your notes, please.
Next public hearing was change of zone 1593, Donald J. Warrington.
Let me have that one back.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion on change of zone number 1593. I would like to hear from my fellow commissioners prior to doing so. Please.
Well, I think in terms of the rezoning that it's, as the attorney presented, it's really infilling. You got C1 on both sides. It seemed like an appropriate use of that land and an extension of, the Route 13 flea market.
That whole area has evolved over the last 30 years from AR to C1, so this is probably the last holdout. It's surrounded, so I think it's an appropriate zoning for it.
Might get rid of that hairpin turn, too, if they put them all together.
That's what I would anticipate on this. That's like less than 45 degree, or worse than 45 degree.
Yeah,
you gotta go up and turn and come back, it's tough. And
maybe that's what
it's used more than secondary, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not practical to farm it at all in its present shape.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone number 1593, applicant Donald J. Warrington, my motion is we recommend for approval of the change of zone based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant has satisfied me that this would be the highest and best use for this land, given that it is surrounded by present C1 zoning. It is in a developing area in the highway corridor. And the land use plan promotes development along major arteries. And this will further serve to protect and promote the best interest of the county.
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the change of zone 1593 for Donald J. Warrington. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was the ordinance amendment regarding the multifamily parking. Gentlemen, I think a deferral would be in order. And in fact, I'm wondering if we should hold the record open for a period for written comments or for any ordinance revisions that might, any revised drafts that might need to be circulated. Just a thought.
I just would, from my point of view, would comment on that revised drafts just need to be careful, and that there would be substantive changes, because then you run afoul of the state statute that talks about, if it's a substantive change, I'm sort of paraphrasing what they say, you have to go back through the advertisement and the introduction process.
Oh, okay.
So
I would say written comments. Hold the record open for written comments. Are we on a fast track with this? Can we 30 days or how?
It goes to council. Is it the 4th?
April 11th.
Oh, 11th? Okay. I couldn't remember. I thought it was the 4th.
Well, then we meet
That's
when?
Something else I'm thinking about.
The
6th. Well, that's 2 weeks.
Special meetings, the 13th.
If you're leaving a record of written comments, for what type of comments? And we had the participation we had was here. We had two parties spoke.
And they'd have an opportunity to make
the council,
comments.
The council is going to get more, because I'm right, foreseeing there, some folks are starting just go to council, not giving a chance for the opposition to hear what they have to say.
Okay. No written comments. No nothing. No record open. Close the record. Whatever.
Was there any thought, because it is a fairly significant matter, though, to defer?
I definitely think it should be deferred. I also would like to see it deferred to give Mr. Gordy an opportunity to listen to the tape
which he can now download to his iPod.
Which he can listen to while he's jogging. and thereby be able to participate in the...
If he chooses.
If he so chooses. To jog or to listen to it?
Yes.
If he so chooses. One of you guys have to make a motion because I can't do it.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the ordinance amendment parking multifamily, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance amendment regarding the multifamily parking. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is ordinance amendment to close C1